Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Zero now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. It just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man.
When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man.
And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us?
Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers.
And you can't hold us down,
we hold the crown for majors before us.
And though you play with money, we still know that you below us.
Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up.
Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures.
If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim.
So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday. Saturday, Shabbat Shalom. Saturday, January the 3rd. Saturday, January the 3rd of 2014. And the time? The time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God. The word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we have a very, 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 very important topic. All of these topics that we are discussing are important, but today's message is seriously important and seriously comes with a serious warning. Today's message is definitely not for new believers. None of my messages are for new believers. None of my shows are for new believers. So today's message will be short and sweet because this message is so dangerous. We can't spend too much time on it because it's too dangerous. But at the same time, we got to plant the seed so that way we can start the dialogue, so that way you can go into the new year with the over and understanding what the powers that be have done and have established. So again, this is a Hebrews 6:1 message. That means that we're going past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That means that we're moving on to perfection. That means that we have a aletheia. We have the Greek word that gives us the English word truth. So the Greeks call it aletheia. In English, we call it truth. We're not looking for a truth. We're looking for the truth. So we're not married to a particular belief system. We're married to the truth. At least I'm not. I am not. Let me say it again. I am not. Let me say that again. I am not. Let me say that again. I am not. Let me say that again. I am not married to any belief system. I am only married to the truth, not a truth. What everybody has is different versions of a truth. Do you need to get rid of it? Absolutely not. Keep it. Just add to it. Continue to add to each level of truth. Everybody, a lot of people, or some people, like myself, we get a truth that challenges another truth, and we try to judge between the two truths. So all truth is a truth. Let me say that again. All truth is a truth. Now, brothers and sisters, very, very, very important. Now, the reason why this is so important is because we must start to examine our truths. And so I think there was a question in the chat so about the sound. You may have to reset the computer, but if you don't have any sound, you can't hear what I just said. So if there's any problems with sound, you always have to reset your computer sometimes to allow it to come through. So the title of today's message is Spiritual Suicide. Many of us either knowingly or unknowingly have engaged in or we commit spiritual suicide. The way that this is done through the biological electrical process that you and I live in. So today's message is I'm going to give you a lot of questions and no answers. So you have to study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let me say it again. You have to study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing word of truth. But you're studying to show yourself approved unto God, whatever that means to you. Now, as we talk about on all of these shows and my messages, what I talk about, again, is not for new believers. Today we're talking about spiritual suicide. We're talking about the biological, electrical, chemical process that brings about a spiritual suicide. Now, what does that mean? If we look at biology, we live in a biological world. When we go outside, we see biology. Everywhere we go, brothers and sisters, we see a biological process taking place. Now, the reason why we see this biological process, because we are biological, electrical, chemical beings. Therefore, very few creatures on the planet engage in a process that brings about biological, electrical, or chemical suicide. Let me understand that again. There are very few creatures on the planet that engage in the act of voluntarily killing themselves. Let me say that again. Let me make sure that you understand what I'm saying. If we look at all of the animal kingdom, if we look at the plant kingdom, if we look at the vegetation kingdom, if we look at all of the five kingdoms, if we look at all the different kingdoms of this world, no biological system seeks to destroy itself. Let me say that again. No biological kingdom seeks to destroy itself. Not the plant kingdom, not the animal kingdom, bacterial kingdom. No matter what level that you go on and examine, whether we're talking about biological, or we're talking about electrical, or we're talking about chemical, no level of the kingdoms, the six kingdoms of biology, the six kingdoms, really five kingdoms of the electricity, and the five kingdoms of chemistry. They all do things that promote their growth. The only thing that doesn't do that is humanity. So humanity sometimes engage in activities that brings about or ushers in or ensures their biological, electrical, chemical death. And so the question that we all should be asking ourselves, are we engaged in any type of an activity that's going to ensure our biological, electrical, chemical death? And if so, is that for the promotion of our spiritual health? Only you can answer that question. What do I mean? Religion, my brothers and sisters, asks you to engage in activities that promote your biological, electrical, and chemical death. On the outside, when we look at parasites, there are certain parasites, you can go to Google and look at it, certain parasites attach themselves to their host at the expense of the host. Let me understand that again. There are certain parasites that control the lives of their host. Is religion a parasite that controls the life of its host? I'm asking the question. Let's understand. There are certain parasites that control the lives of its host. Now, today's message, again, short message, 30 minutes max. Because this message is so dangerous, I'm afraid to really give you the entire message, so I'm going to just give you a little piece of the message. I want you to chew on it, and I want you to think about it. Is religion a parasite that once ingested destroys its host? There are certain parasites that when they attach themselves to the host dies. There is a certain biological, electrical, chemical process that you are engaged in right now as I speak that is killing you. And you're the only species, humanity is the only species that engages in the biological, electrical, chemical trance state using the cube of the hexagon, the hexachord, and the hexagram to bring about the biological, electrical, chemical suicide of itself. Why do we do that? Why do we kill ourselves? But should we? Yahushua said that I'm not here to do my will, but I'm here to do the will of the Father. So should we engage in a religious process that kills our biology, our electricity, and our chemistry so that way we can promote our spirituality? Should we do that? I'm asking the question. Hopefully you got an answer to that question. I pray to God you got an answer to the question. Because right now, brothers and sisters, you're dying. You are spiritually dying. You see, every person is born with no intrinsic value of God or God, little g. We only have a design. We have the God gene. It's called the VMAT2 gene. Inside of you, you have a VMAT, the number 2. Inside of the book, The God Gene, it explains it. Inside of my book, Mineral Theology, I break it down for you. We all have this need to worship something. But there is no Christian, there's no Muslim, there's no Buddhist, there's no Kabbalist, there's no Sufist, there's no perennialist. There's just a void. There's a vacuum that has to be filled. So you are designed with a need for a host. So Yahushua is called the Lord of Host. So you are hosting. Now a host is designed to, the definition of the word host means to entertain a foreign dignitary. So you are designed to be infilled with a foreign dignitary, not a parasite. But unfortunately, many of us have parasites and we're not filled with the Ruach. We're not filled with the Pneuma. We're filled with a pharisaical spirit. A parasite. So you have a scribe or a Pharisee. You have a scribrial spirit or a pharmaceutical spirit. But you don't have a pneuma or a ruach. You don't have a love of the truth. You have a love of a truth because you have a parasite. Now, parasites are interesting because everywhere a parasite goes, they leave a trail of destruction. A parasite is a virus. everywhere it goes, it leaves a long trail of destruction. Now, brothers and sisters, today's message is so profound that I'm just going to scratch the surface. I'm going to step back and walk away because I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid, not from the point of view of fear, but from a healthy respect for understanding the system. I got to give the enemy props because he developed a system that is almost inescapable. Once you get into the system and once the parasite attaches to you, you think the parasite is you. A parasite, a good parasite, is so effective that over years and years and years, a good parasite prolasticizes. The Bible talks about that once you've been prolasticized, you are twofold more a candidate of hell than you were before the parasite entered into your body. Now, brothers and sisters, Matthew chapter 23 breaks down scribes and Pharisees. Those are the modern day Reverend Dr. Bishop. Those are the parasites of today. It's called religion. So a good parasite engages in or has the ability to actually mind elf its host to the point that the host now is willing to die to protect the parasite. I don't know if you understand. I talk to a lot of people who have a parasitical spirit. It's the parasite talking. It's not. So you become a parrot. You are parroting something. And how can you tell? Because it is spiritual suicide for you. So you mean to tell me you're going to engage in activity? No other animals in no other kingdoms on earth engage in any activity that is self-destructive, except human beings, when they are a believer, when you are religious. No people do what I did when I was a religious person. No creature on earth engage in activities that is designed to kill, steal, and destroy itself. Most people, they want to hurt other people. Only people who are believers and religions that are religious, they engage in activity that's self-destructive. You make money, you give it away. Why would you do that? You spend all of your time at church, and you got a family. You never go visit your grandmother. You never hang out with your family because you don't have time. You don't have time because you got a new family. So you forsake your blood family for a make-believe family. And then if you stop tithing, that new family would throw you under the bus. You've been proselytized. So the word proselytize means to convert someone to another particular faith or religion. To proselytize. That's what the Bible says. When someone comes up, the Bible says that anytime you've been proselytized, converted, you are twofold more a candidate of hell than you were before you were proselytized. The Bible says that they cross land and sea to make one convert. Are you a convert, brother? Are you a convert, sister? A convert means a convict. A convert is a convict. That means that you have been converted, so now you have a conviction that's not yours. You have taken on different properties. A convert means transmute or transform. Who transformed you, brother? Who transformed you, sister? You had a conversion. Was it a authentic conversion or was it a counterfeit conversion? Were you converted by a parasite or were you converted by the Ruach or the Pneuma? How can you tell? You are engaging in activities right now that are biological, electrical, and chemically destructive for you. It doesn't help, it hurts you. But you believe that this hurt is actually good for you, so you continue the process. We've all been there, we've all done that. But very few of us are willing to accept it, to look it in the eye own it, realize I made a mistake, and move on. That's what I did. He said, well, brother, I don't understand what you're saying. See, over the years, I've been engaging in a lot of activities, especially over the internet, over the World Wide Web, where I get to talk with people from all countries, from Africa to Australia to Zimbabwe. I talk to people from all over the world. And one of the things that really stands out is that since I have limited now my debate or what I call skirmishes, I don't debate anymore. Now I educate. Something that seems to come up pretty much in every time I get into when I used to debate with different people from different religions is this prescription. Let's use that word. It's like you got a medical prescription. And the majority of these people are satisfied, are so satisfied with their prescription that they see no need to examine it. That is the biggest sign of a pharmaceutical parasite. Don't believe me? Talk to any Reverend Dr. Bishop and ask them. They already have the truth. That's why they're not looking for it. They tell me all the time, brother, why are you still reading and studying? Really? Because the earth, the world that I live in is still evolving. They come out with new information. But we already have it. We have all the information. So, hold on, let me get this right. So you, at your perspective, you are one grain of sand on one beach in this galaxy that is 100 trillion billion galaxies, and you are one speck of sand on one beach in one pebble-sized galaxy. You know, our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, is like the smallest of all the other galaxies. And based upon your negative 1% of information, you mean to tell me you know it all, so you're not studying? Man, I am afraid for you. I'm praying for you right now. I talk to people who already know everything. That's the majority of the people I talk to. The majority of the people I talk to, they already know everything. Why would you go looking for the truth if you already got it? That's what they tell me. A parasite, a good parasite, attaches itself to the host, and it kills the host, even though it kills itself. The parasite doesn't care that the host is going to die because it will leave that host and go get another host. So the parasite ride the host until the host kills itself. A parasite makes the host do anti-host activities. For example, biologically, you're on this earth to procreate. A parasite will tell you that to abstain from procreation or sex, because it is against your religion, so you must be celibate. And on top of that, a parasite will tell you, surround yourself with little boys, make them altar boys. You got all this lust inside of your body. You can't touch women. Nobody said anything about boys. That's a parasite will tell you to do that. A parasite will tell you that God needs your money. Why does God need money? No, you need my money. If I tell you guys to buy my books, I'm not telling you to buy. If I tell you guys to donate to my website, are you donating to God? No. You're donating to me. I need your money. So that way I can continue to study. That way I can give more messages like today's message. God don't need your money. God don't need you to tithe. He don't need your tithes or your offering. Keep them in your pocket and take care of your family. But a parasite will tell you that. I don't know if y'all understand what I'm saying. A parasite will give you rules and regulations that destroy you instead of promoting you. That's a parasite. Examine your belief system, brother. Examine your belief system, sister. What you will find, you killing yourself. There's no devil. There's no demons. They there. They not worried about you. You're not even on their radar. You're not even on their radar. You ain't even on their scale. Do you really think the devil's concerned about you? The devil don't even know your name. You're a non-entity. You're non-existent. You're not a threat. Why? You're killing yourself. You're full of parasites. Mental parasites destroying you because they destroyed me. No devil or no demon did nothing to me. I killed myself. Every problem that I had and have is an existence of the own pharmaceutical parasite spirit that was deposited in me, same way it was deposited in you. And so in 2015, you can't go in 2015 with parasites in your brain. You got to get rid of them. You got to challenge everything that you believe. Challenge it. That means question it. A parasite will never allow you to question. They'll just tell you just to accept. Accept what I'm saying. Everything I said right now, don't believe a word I said. Go to Google, type in parasites. Just read it for yourself. Just look at it from a biological perspective. We didn't even got it in the spiritual. I'm not even going to touch spiritual. Look at it from a biological. No animals on earth, nothing on the kingdom of this world kills itself except humanity. You are engaging in a biological, electrical, chemical process right now that's destroying you. We process sugar. It's the same as eating rat poison. We smoke tobacco sticks. Everybody knows it's called cancer, and we still do it. Not only do we do it, we promote it. It's in our commercials. We promote activities that kill us. We right now have fluoride in our water. And they know that it kills us, but yet we still drink it. We got chemtrails in our air. What creature does that? What creature establishes laws that kills its own self? No creatures, animals are smarter than we are. The average, quote unquote, human. Because humans are infected. Our leadership is infected with a parasite. And so we must finally figure it out. We got to slow down and we got to realize, okay, something is wrong with our belief. If you're brought up in the faith, there's a good chance that you've been wrapped up so much like I was when I was a street preacher, when I was going around door to door, when I was going around trying to, you know, convert people. I was a religious zealot. Then I finally figured it all out. Now, I still have a lot of passion, as you can see, and a lot of zeal. But my passion and my zeal now is based upon science and religion. That is spiritualism, not a system of control. In fact, my job is to set you free. I don't want no converts. I don't want no followers. I don't want no little willies. I don't want nobody walking around kissing my ring finger. I don't want nobody hinging upon every word that I have to say. I want people who think for themselves. I don't want to tell you what to think. I want to tell you how to think. It is an inaccurate way to actually go out and live your life in a manner where you argue for or against any particular belief system. What you need to look at is your design system. You should be arguing for your design, not your beliefs. Look at how are you designed. What are the properties? What properties inside of your body, what do they resemble? Do you resemble a parasite? What do you resemble? How are you made? Look at the average healthy human being, as we call it. Not the brain, so to speak, but the process of our functionality. What about the soul? What about consciousness? What about the mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect? Look at the properties and how they're built. Look at the structure of the brain. How over time, over eons and eons and eons of time, there was supposedly, according to the ancient texts, a human, a Homo Neanderthal, and these parasite saw this Homo Neanderthal. Now, the Homo Neanderthal was doing things that was beneficial for it on a biological, electrical, chemical level. And these Nephilim saw Homo Neanderthal, and they interjected a parasite into him to design him to be a slave to them. And so then Homo Neanderthal stopped doing things that was beneficial for it on a biological, electrical, chemical level. Now, but they was hunters and gatherers. They went out. They found they only killed what they could eat. They procreated. They was very simple. And then a parasite was interjected into their DNA. This parasite was interjected into them. Now, I'm asking the question, and only you can answer that question. There is no right or wrong answer. You got a parasite. Are you engaging in activities that, if you examine them, there's not in your biological, electrical, chemical best interest, and it's not in your spiritual best interest? Look at how you are designed. There is a process that you are designed, that you have the ability to create mental images inside of your brain. These mental images are accepted as real. Now, you have the ability to detect based upon your biological process. So that means that your creator created you with a biological process. Look at your computer. Have you ever seen a computer that has a virus? See, you're like a computer. Can a virus infect a computer? Yes, it can. Now, how does your computer, what is the detecting agency inside of your computer that detects a virus or a parasite inside of the computer? Do you have something inside of your body that can detect a virus or a parasite when it's inside of your body, inside of your spiritual body, inside of your spirit, inside of your biological? Can you detect when your biological process is off? Can you detect when your electrical process is off? Can you detect when your chemical process is off? You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that is manifesting itself through a body. Can you detect when your spirit has been hijacked by a parasite? I don't think you can. Let's assume that this universe that we live in has a personal creator. We call the creator God. Let's all, whether you believe in that or not, please humor me for a moment. Let's say that the universe has a personal creator, the same way every computer has a personal creator called a programmer. Now, let's say that this programmer programmed this computer with code. It is a system. It's called an OP, an operating system, OS, an operating system. All computers have an operating system. But a virus, when it's interjected into the computer, it messes up with the computer's biological, or in this case, technological operating system that its creator designed. Now, there are people that I've talked to that are very concrete pillars of our society. Excuse me. But these people that are pillars of our societies, they have allowed themselves to feel or to perceive certain mental images that is not conducive to their health. And they engage in self-defeating or self-defeatism. No computer will permit a virus to operate in it if it has malware protection, if it has an antivirus device, if it has something inside of the computer to protect it. Most computers come with some type of a device that's designed to detect and remove viruses and parasites. We have one too. It's called a conscious. It's called a spirit. It's called a ruling disposition. But see, since our brains are capable of processing all types of information, what happens is, these viruses, these parasites are self-promoting, and they are self-replicating. These viruses are MEMS, and we've talked about MEMS before. So these viruses can get in and they stick around and they alter your perception of reality. Once these viruses get in, your perception of reality changes, and now you believe a self-defeating activity like spending all of your time at a particular building instead of spending your time with your family is conducive to your health. And like me, you'll find yourself spending anywhere from 3 to 5 days at a particular building engaging in activities. And you got a wife and 5 children at home that you haven't seen because you go to school, you got a job. Like in my case, I had 2 jobs, and I was going to school, and I was at church 3 to 5 days a week, and I wonder why my marriage and my family failed. Self-defeating activity. If I had to sit back and just use reason and logic and just examine my activities, I would see that what the Reverend Dr. Bishop was asking me to do was self-defeatism. It was not in my spiritual, it was not in my cellular, and it was not in my physical best interest to engage in that activity. I was spreading myself too thin. It was not in my financial best interest to give 75% of my income to an organization that gave me nothing in return. It was not in my financial best interest. So why did I do it? Parasite. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to drop this piece and I'm going to close today's message because this message, again, is too dangerous for us to really get into. It's too dangerous. This message is too dangerous for me just to come out and tell you what I'm trying to tell you. It's too dangerous. It's too dangerous. Like all viruses and parasites, whether we're talking real or imaginary, they all slightly alter or change and then attack the host. So your survivability, your ability to inherit what the Creator has designed for you, your ability to reproduce yourself, there are religions that tell you to practice celibacy. There's religions that tell you to not engage. There are religions that tell that the leadership of that particular organization should not marry or give themselves in marriage. There's religions that teach that. Now, no animal, nothing else on the kingdom, on the planet, does that. Because if you don't procreate, then your species dies. That's just simple biology. But if we look at this thing called Homo, H-O-M-O. See, there's Homo Neanderthal. There's Homo Gargantuous. There were 8 different Homo sapiens, Homo erectus, Homo Neanderthal. There's a lot of different Homos. But if you look at the lineage, and if you could trace back the lineage of all of these different types of man or mankind, and you go back and you get into what we talked about before, polytheism, monotheism, atheism, and all of these different isms, those are pharmaceutical mental dispositions. Those ideas spread and then they self-replicate. That's what a good parasite does. Now, our job is to try to decide or detect what is a true spirit. What is a true mem versus a parasite? That's your job. There are people who have this parasite and they consider themselves normal. I was one of them. There are people who are normal, but they really are abnormal. Watch their activities. See, brothers and sisters, I got a short fuse for BS. And I'm not talking about belief system. I'm talking about bullshit. And I find myself engaged in conversation with people who talking a lot of bull. Make sure, brothers and sisters, that you're not engaged in any self-defeatism. Make sure that you examine yourself. Self-analysis is the only ticket. Why are you looking at the speck in your brother's eye instead of examining the beam in your own eye? That's the message. That's it. So as we close, again, I just want to leave you a bunch of questions. I don't want to give you no answers today. Are you committing spiritual suicide right now? Is your BS system one that is filling you with BS? Is the activities that you are engaged in killing you on a biological and electrical and chemical level? And should it? Now, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. So should we engage in a particular, or should we accept a particular belief system that destroys us from a biological, electrical, chemical level, but enhances us on a spiritual level? Only you can answer that question. Yahushua said, I don't know what you shall be, but all I know is that, you know, you shall be like me. So at the resurrection, Yahushua said that there's neither marrying or giving in marriage. So on a spiritual level, marriage and giving in marriage is a non-issue. At least that's what Yahushua said. So why we spend so much time talking about divorce, marriage, giving in marriage, and all this stuff, when on a spiritual level, it's a non-issue. That's just what Yahushua said. A lot of our belief systems, if we really examine them, my brothers, if we really examine them, my sisters, we are in trouble, serious trouble, because nobody has stopped, number one, to ask the question. Why would you ask the question if you already got an answer? Go and talk to any Reverend Dr. Bishop. Why they don't study? They already know everything. Well, unfortunately for me, I don't. I study every day, all day. That's all I do. So from a biological, electrical, chemical process, it is my prayer that something that I said today will cause you to stop and ponder and ask a question. That's it. All I want you to do is ask questions. In 2015, ask questions. Don't stop until you get to the source of that question. When you ask the question, the next question should be why. Somebody says, I'm a Christian. Ask them why. I believe in Jesus Christ. Why? Well, my mom believes in him. Why? Well, her mom. Why? Ask why. According to modern psychology, it takes at least 7 whys to get to the truth. Every other why is a truth. It's not wrong. It's not right. It is just a truth. So you can stay at that level or you can go deeper. That's all I do. All I've done and all I do is I just go down to the core or to the source. From a linguistical point of view, from a biological point of view, from an electrical point of view, from a chemical point of view, from a spiritual point of view, from a soul, from a cellular, from a solar, from an astrotheological point of view, from a fleshly, from a chemic, from a chemical, from an Egyptian, from a Samaritan, from a Palladian, I just decided to trace every belief system to its core. Where did it come from? Where did it start? How did it start? Why? In 2015, if there's one thing that you must do, is ask why. Not what, but why. My brothers and my sisters, this is Dr. Will Rogers again. Today's title was spiritual suicide. Are you committing spiritual suicide? Have you already committed spiritual suicide? Is your current belief system slowly injecting cyanide into your system? And over time, just like eating sugar, you're dying. You're dying. It's slow. It's a slow process. May take 50 years for the poison to take effect. May take 70 years. It's okay. The parasite, he willing to wait. Because the longer he wants to kill you, but the longer you stay alive, the longer he stay alive. You got a parasite, brother? You got a parasite, sister? Read Matthew 23. Matthew chapter 23. Woe, woe, woe. 8 times, Yahushua says, woe unto you parasites. There's a lot of parasites going around today, carrying themselves as Reverend Dr. Bishops. Make sure you don't got one inside your brain. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you. God, because as always, my sister, the Holy Spirit will never leave. The Holy Spirit will never lick you later off the control.
I spoke to Jesus. He gonna lead us through these enemies. He told me what I need is right up in me. So ain't no way that none of these people can offend me. And I can hang out with some people that's pretending. I spoke to Jesus. He gonna lead us through these enemies. He told me what I need is right up in me. So ain't no way that none of these people can offend me. And I can hang out with some people that's pretending. I'm trying to tell you, this ain't nothing you should worry about. If you so negative with thoughts, then you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Let's make them feel it, we ain't even got to curse it all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending and no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is skipping, it's in misery, it's about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny, cause we'll grind, but we don't fight at all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all.